Fellow citizens and residents, 2 weeks ago, I announced to our nation of St. Kitts and Nevis that the federal cabinet made the decision that the following educational institutions were to remain closed for in-person teaching and learning until Monday, 24th January, 2022. All public and private primary schools. All public and private secondary schools, with the exception of Form 5 students. The Advanced Vocational Education Center, AVEC. On Monday, 10th January 2022, all 15 government-owned early childhood centers received students for in-person delivery of services provided by this sector. Likewise, on Monday, 10th January 2022, students of Form 5 and their teachers reported to all secondary schools for in-person teaching and learning. The Ministry of Education places on record its high commendation for parents, teachers, and ancillary staff for their sacrificial work with our students during the last 2 weeks. Your commitment and devotion to duty have not gone unnoticed. Over the past 2 weeks, the Ministry of Education continually monitored the COVID-19 situation in the country. Following consultations with stakeholder groups, I am pleased to announce that on the advice of the Ministry of Health, all public and private primary and secondary schools and the Advanced Vocational Education Center, AVEC, will resume face-to-face instruction for all students on Monday, the 24th day of January, 2022. Kindly note that the Bastia High School, the Washington Archibald High School, and the Cotton Thomas Comprehensive School will report to school at their designated shift time. The principals of these three institutions will make available through their Facebook pages and WhatsApp any other relevant information pertaining to the Bastia High, Washington Archibald High, and Cotton Thomas Comprehensive Schools. At the Clarence Fitzroy Bryant College, I am quite pleased to learn that face-to-face instruction commenced on Tuesday, 18th January, 2022. At this juncture, I wish to direct a few guidelines to parents and legal guardians of children enrolled in our institutions of learning. Please note the following. All students must report to school on Monday, 24th January 2022, in full uniform and ready for classes. All students must wear a mask throughout the school day. Students must remain on campus during lunch hour and therefore must pack a lunch or partake in the school meals provided or purchase from the school's cafeteria or canteen. All arrival and departure protocols must be adhered to at all of our institutions. Parents or guardians must make an appointment with the principal or teacher prior to visiting their child's or ward's academic institution. Students who are experiencing flu-like symptoms must remain at home and seek guidance from a medical practitioner at a neighboring health facility or family doctor prior to their return. Parents should notify the principal or teacher about his or her child or ward's illness. The safety of our students and staff is of paramount importance, and therefore, we seek your cooperation and adherence to these guidelines. We believe that the health and safety of all students, teachers, and staff must be given top priority. However, we also hold the view that the continuing education of students is paramount. The Ministry of Education wishes to repeat that in-person learning is best for our students. Therefore, we will do all in our power to ensure that the nation's children can learn in safe and healthy environments. School administrators and teachers at all institutions are required to continue the enforcement of the non-pharmaceutical measures given from the onset of the pandemic in 2020. Wear your mask, wash your hands, watch your distance, physically and socially. Additionally, our children ages 12 to 18 years can help to make their schools safe by getting vaccinated. The call goes forth again to parents and legal guardians to take your students to the health centers in the respective communities to be vaccinated. I end this message by extending best wishes for a successful term to all our students and adults who work in our schools. May God continue to bless the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis, and may we do all we can to ensure our individual and collective safety and health. Thank you for your attention.